Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, August 13th, and my guest this morning is Doug Osborne. He is the Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital and will be leading a 21-day stress-less challenge at the Haim Center. So, Doug, welcome.
Thank you.
And what is this class all about? Who is it for?
Well, it's for any adults in Sitka who just want to learn more about a topic that's applicable to all of us. So it's anybody who wants to join with a group of people and get together on Monday nights for four Monday nights. And then the workshop part is to make an individualized stress management plan. So by the end of that time, hopefully people will feel more relaxed, be feeling better, have more of a knowledge base about them as well as the topic. But they'll really have kind of an individualized plan for how to proceed.
Okay. So how will classes be led? What can people expect when they come in to that first class on Monday and subsequent classes?
Well, hopefully a very relaxed environment to
will there
begin
be
with.
Candles?
I don't know what the Haim Center policy is on that, but I know they do have a very nice room upstairs.
Okay.
And they do yoga classes and they do things in there, and it seems like it's sort of a nice environment. So we'll be in that environment. And the neat thing about getting the group together is that it's all of our time. So I'll ask people what they're most interested in and what they would like to talk about. And everybody will have things to share because everybody's experienced stress throughout their life. And so it's more of a situation where we're learning together and learning from each other. And so when they get there on the first day, it'll be some kind of reflection and some looking at what it is that you want to get out of the class and what you hope to gain during this time. And then each week I may do some research and craft it to meet where people want to go with it, because it's a big, big topic.
Wow. So you're really going to tailor it almost.
Oh, exactly.
To the different kinds of stress people are experiencing. That's interesting, because stress can seems so singular, like we all have it and it all works the same way, but you seem to be suggesting it actually doesn't. Everyone's stress is kind of unique. Would you say that that's true?
Yeah, it's unique in a lot of different ways. Everything from where it shows up in your body. So some people might get stressed and they might get tense muscles, or other people, they might get tension headaches, or it might go to their gut. They might have trouble sleeping behaviorally. Some people might, I remember a guy who said that he had chewed his fingernails just down to the nubs, and that was when he could tell. Other people may eat differently when they're stressed, or they may interact differently with different people. So how stress shows up and where it shows up and then what you do with it is very different. And then some of the ways to deal with it are also very individualized and very different. So for some people, just the act of taking a few deep breaths may help. For other people, they might get stress relief from yoga or from journaling or from talking to a friend or from being physically active and getting it out that way, or from doing something creative or doing, there's a lot of techniques, a lot of it's in your mind. So there's a lot of different mental techniques, everything from EFT to reframing to a lot of things you can do to change your environment to be less stressful. So I guess what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of things that could be stressors, and then there's a lot of different antidotes or little buffers. And so part of the class is just getting more in tune with what's stressing you out and how it affects you, and then what are ways to respond. And that's another part where it's individualized, because different stressors will cause or require different strategies.
Doug, when I hear the idea of stress management, sometimes I think it's something that people sweep under the rug, saying we all have stress and we should almost accept that life is stressful and that we live on planet stress in millennium stress. You hear people say, I need to actively, you know, I need to quit smoking. But you don't say people, I need to quit stress.
I need to quit stressing.
maybe they do.
We need some of that.
So I'm wondering,
on Monday mornings, just statistically, there's more heart attacks than any other time during the week. And this is pretty well known. And that, to me, that really goes and shows the connection between our minds and our bodies. It's people waking up and going to stressful jobs and jobs they don't like, jobs that are really doing them in. And think about if somebody blushes, somebody says something and they have this physical reaction. So we're in a world where we have these physical reactions. We have these stress hormones, cortisol, et cetera, that pumps through us. And there's times where it's appropriate. The fight or flight could work if you're being chased by something or if there was an appropriate situation. The problem is that we're kicking these in our modern world left and right. So the copier doesn't work, or somebody says something, or somebody looks at you wrong, or you see something that's upsetting, or you look at the news. There's so many things that are triggering these responses. So I think stress management has been important throughout the ages. We just have some unique stresses right now. So there is things that people can do. There are people, I think, that do realize there's a problem. I've heard many, many people have had some kind of chronic condition. And the one thing you hear again and again is that it's always worse under stress. So whatever the chronic condition is, it's always worse under stress.
What is your stress management plan, Doug Osborne?
Well, I think that what I found is that I came across a quote years and years ago. So the difference between despair and hope is a good night's sleep. So I think that getting some rest is sort of a foundational piece. I even heard the word sleep hygiene. I thought, what is that? It's basically just setting yourself up for success so that you can have a good night's sleep. So doing things like you don't have a clock radio blaring at you, and it's very dark and it's quiet and have a little white noise machine and things like this. So just making sleep a priority and trying to get to bed on a regular time and get some sleep. So that's kind of a first foundational piece, is trying to get sleep. Physical activity is certainly good. Stress management is so big. It's everything from humor to journaling to getting social support to talking to people. And so I use a lot of different tools in a lot of different situations. In the day-to-day, I think I try to remember to take some breaths, and I do a little bit of meditation, not with the regularity of a half hour every morning, but I try to just do a little something there, but a little bit of quiet time every day too, and just to try to have some balance.
What is stress? You work in healthcare. Mm-hmm. What is stress actually in your body? What is it chemically?
Well, I remember when I was doing this training, and my mentor was a guy named Dr. Brian Luke Seward, who actually came here. And
Where is he based?
He's in Boulder, Colorado, mm-hmm. and he has a group called Paramount Institute. And he had a slide in a presentation, and he called it a cocktail. He said a stress cocktail, and it had all these different chemicals. And I think with stress, when you hear about the fight or flight, there's certain things in emergency, certain systems that your body would need. And so fight or flight is about pumping blood to these muscles so you can run or you can defend yourself. But there's other systems your body doesn't need. So for example, in an immediate crisis, you don't need your immune system per se. So some systems will be shut down and others will be amped up. And so I have adrenaline and I have cortisol and I have all of these hormones coursing through my body to help prepare me to do those tasks of running or fighting. The interesting thing about that is there was one of these stress management books. It was called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. And he said, zebras have that same fight or flight as we do. The thing is they just kick it in when they need it. When there's a lion, they'll kick it in and they'll run. The problem with humans is that since stress is in the mind, is that we kick it in at all these different times, and we kick it in throughout the day, and then we don't let it go. So stress in the body is just an amping up to prepare you to do these things. And stress management would be the opposite, relaxation response. In the relaxation response, things would happen physically in terms of your breathing and your blood pressure, and it is a leveling out and using all of your different systems, primarily your immune system. A lot of times when people get stressed, they notice they get more colds. Well, it's not hard to imagine why when you think about how stress affects the body.
So the zebra example.
Yes.
How has the behavior of stress inducement mm-hmm. been warped in humans? What are we doing that creates the stress, flight, or fight response in the wrong situations? Do you know anything about how that's happened?
Well, I remember one example.
Are we inducing it, or is it our environment creating more stressful situations?
It could be both. I mean, there's certainly a lot of environmental stressors that humans deal with today that they didn't 200 years ago. So there is some environmental stressors that are unique and that are different. And technology has certainly changed a lot. And then there's some things that we're doing in terms of how we perceive it. So it's probably a combination of those two things. But I remember one of these stress talks, she said that the average American has some version of the fight or flight 50 times a day, and sometimes it starts with that alarm clock going off. You're in a sound sleep, and then you hear, and just wake up with a jolt. And so that seemed like a pretty high number. I could see in some big cities how you may have a pretty perpetual fight or flight, depending on your job and your circumstances and your relationships and everything else. So I do think there is some environmental factors at play. But the bottom line with stress management, if you can imagine two circles, one circle is all the things that we can control, and then another circle is all the things that are out of our control. What we'll try to do in this class and just in life is just focus our attention almost exclusively on those things that we can control. We can't affect the weather or what other people are going to do or some big global thing, but we can control how we are going to perceive it and how we're going to make meaning out of it and how we're going to spend our day and spend our time. So that's what we'll be focused on, is just what can we do to help us feel good and do well.
Okay. How can people register for the class? What does it cost?
They call the Hames Center, and it's four classes. It's $20 for members, so that'd be $5 a member. And for non-members, it's $52. And they can go online at the Hames Center, or they can just give them a ring.
And it begins next Monday, August 17th.
Yeah, August 17th at 7 to 8 at the Hames Center. And everyone is welcome.
Doug Osborne, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Doug is the Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital.